Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lansford takes first base on ball four. Henderson moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Baines reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. Baines tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bordick takes first base on ball four. Canseco moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. Wilson scores. There goes Bordick trying to get to home. Raines throws the ball into Beltre, who relays the ball to Carcoviche, who tags Bordick, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing third base. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beltre hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura juggles the ball. That's an error on Ventura. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blankenship hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoff covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beltre is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Fox now playing right field. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bordick bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blankenship is hit by the pitch. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Cora pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Karkovice moves to second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs is 0 for 3 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up towards the mound. Darling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Karkovice moves to third. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing shortstop. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.